Let's see. Okay, so this is community mic time, and we've had a visit from Richard Sandler, who lives in Catskill, came up here from New York City, photographer, documentary, filmmaker, and I'm sure many other things, and we're going to find out. Hi, Richard.
Hello there.
Yeah, there you go. And Richard is the author of a wonderful-looking new book called The Eyes of the City. I guess they call this a coffee table book. It's a hardcover, black and white photos, and there's going to be a book signing here at Magpie Books. So while you are writing your check or filling out your form or getting online and donating to WGXC or picking up your phone to dial it, to 518-697-7400. Let's listen to what Richard Sandler has to say about this. First of all, how long have you been in Catskill?
Okay, here's my story.
Yeah, tell us your story.
All right. I came up to Catskill either the end of February, or early March.
Last being this past?
Yeah, 2016.
Okay.
Right. And on my way into town, I was listening to the radio and I heard Brian Eno. And I said to myself, wow, that is really wonderful to be hearing Brian Eno up here. And that happened literally as I drove into Catskill. So it augured well.
And you were tuned to 90.7 FM?
Well, yeah. I mean, what else? Others. There's a few that also. Actually, I think WGXC has had an incredible, very positive effect upon other radio stations in the area as well. That's what I'm picking up.
Well, thank you. I think so, too, but it's good to hear that from...
So I said to myself, hey, I can move to a town like that. And then I just have been listening every single day, you know, at one time or another, sometimes more than less, but always, you know, pretty much as part of my day, my life here. And, you know, it's just a great station. I'm so supportive of it. And for me, it really feels like the true bastion of free speech. Treats everybody with respect, and you know, it just opens its doors and heart to the community to, you know, express itself in its deepest ways, as it probably does to its own loved ones and its own families, you know, so it becomes like a familial thing. And I love radio enormously, and that was my first media, because I'll be 70, so my first awareness of media was the radio, you know. And my mother was a radio actress.
That's fantastic.
I know. She was on the radio, and I remember at about like age three or two, really, it must have been. Somebody pointed to the radio in my family and said, that's your mother. And I'm saying to myself, how did she get inside the radio? How could that possibly be? But anyway, so I have a lot of history with radio. I really do. I mean, we could talk about it at length another time, but just a real super quickie is my godfather was Alan Duchovny. And he was a press agent at DC Comics in 1938 when they bought this property called Superman. And he had, you know, just like a entry-level job, and they didn't know what to do with it. But they said, here, kid, what can you do with this? And so he did quite a bit with it, with a little bit of help from some other people as well. But, you know, they sculpted this wonderful character that was kind-hearted, that was... had a kind of perspicacious view, was self-effacing, was kind to women, believed in civil rights, believed in integration, believed in women's rights, and so forth. Extremely liberal character, who was the opposite of the Nazi Übermensch. But that was what my godfather, Alan Duchovny, came up with. And
in relation to David Duchovny?
Possibly. But anyway, the show went on the air, the radio show, and the comic book were right on the heels of each other in 1938. And he was a writer, director, producer of, you know, the first 2 years of Superman on radio in 1938 and 39. So radio is really in my blood. So my ears are attuned to radio, let me tell you. And when I blew into this town and I heard Brian Eno, I said, that's fantastic. And so now GXC has turned into, for me, what I call the best radio station north of 116th Street.
Fabulous. Fabulous. I must say, I agree. That's fantastic.
I hope that wasn't too long-winded.
Not when you're praising WGXC, there's no such thing as too long-winded.
Right on.
Just can't happen. Thank you. So tell us,
I adore it.
You have this book.
Yeah.
So tell us about the book. Tell us how it came to be. And you're going to be having a book signing here.
Okay, sure. So there's a real radio tie to the book because the foreword is written by Dave Isay, who's a dear friend of mine. Dave Isay was a radio producer. He came up at the same time as Amy Goodman. They were really good friends. You know, they went from, you know, splicing actual physical tape to digital in that period. Anyway, David and I worked together on a piece that I shot that turned into a video documentary called The Gods of Times Square, which Neva saw recently. And I'm so glad I got to show it here. But anyway, all that to say, David was a, you know, a great, great radio producer. And then he and his girlfriend at the time figured out this idea called StoryCorps. And, of course, StoryCorps is, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful addition, I think, to the canon of human experience. Because, anyway, everything's archived in the Library of Congress. So Dave's a great guy. He wrote the foreword. So the book is, it's called The Eyes of the City. Dave Isay wrote the foreword. Jonathan Ames, for those of you that are into Ames, he is a dear friend of mine as well, and he wrote the afterword. And the book is black and white photographs from Boston, and primarily New York, from 1977 until the summer, shall we say, of 2001. So in other words, the last world before 9/11. Because after 9/11, I was shooting only video. I felt that still photography was too quaint a medium for what was going on the street, and sound was more important than picture. So I kind of put the still camera down right then, right after 9/11 in New York, and videotaped that day and every day for a month. So that was the end of this still project. And I mean, I'm still shooting stills, but, you know, it took a different turn. And now I'm more of a filmmaker than I am actually a still photographer.
But perhaps more, most importantly of all, that you now live in Catskill.
Hey, I am
really
happy to be here. And you have joined
the legions of creative souls who are migrating and drawn like a magnet.
You know what it's like? It's like making the mountain of mashed potatoes, you know, in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But I do feel the pull. But dig, when I got here and I explored this place, I know the word is sort of overused and it's sounding trite these days, but the feng shui of Catskill was so remarkable, being situated between two rivers and being, you know, at this locus point, you know, geographically, and then knowing a little bit and studying this, the Algonquin and the Haudenosaunee, the so-called Iroquois history, this is the place where they interfaced. And I've been making a documentary on Martha's Vineyard about the Wampanoag tribe there, and so I know a little bit about the wampum trade and how much the Haudenosaunee were into wampum and how necessary they were for the culture to bring peace to situations and to resolve disputes and celebrate individuals and be good citizens.
So we can use that as a metaphor because we need wampum. We need the wampum of 2016. And I say that with all due respect, especially for the protectors right now fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline. So definitely no disrespect intended for using the word wampum. We need support. We need your support. So again, the number is 518-697-7400. Online, wgxc.org/donate. She'll make faces. So culturally insensitive. Oh, my. Just trying to pull things together here. Richard Sandler, The Eyes of the City, new book, black and white photos, and you're going to be here at Magpie Books on November 26th, right, for a book signing. So information's going to be on the WGXC website, on the community calendar, so you can look for that. If it hasn't been entered there yet, I'm looking at Richard now and put it on there. The community calendar is a great resource for people who want to know, not only people who live in Greene and Columbia counties, but people who want to know what's going on here so they have a reason to come and visit and be pulled by that magnet of creative force and end up living here.
Yeah.
So
I don't think wampum is an incorrect word. I really don't, because that's what my dear friends in the tribe call it.
Right. It's a unit of...
Well, it became the white man's money,
right?
Basically, because when they first got here, this was the first thing that had, you know, value in a monetary sense for from their point of view,
right,
only. So yeah, maybe the word is bad in the usage of it.
If I made a mistake, I'm terribly sorry.
No, I'm just saying, this is what my friends in the tribe, you know, call it. Anyway, whatever, but it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And so this is the spot where there was this, you know, incredible interchange between the Algonquin and the Haudenosaunee worlds, which was, you know, we do well to learn that history, teach that history to children right now, because there's so many means for solving problems. You know, they were problem-solving societies that were sustainable.
Right.
You know, whatever their imperfections, they were sustainable, whereas the one we're living in, I think, is not. That's my final word.
Richard,
sorry to be so down.
No, listen, this is reality. Right now, we're at $2,884 of our $20,000 goal. There have probably been some calls, some pledges that came in that may not be included in this tally yet. Thank you very much to Stephen Merritt in Hudson for his generous support of WGXC. And to Anonymous in Hudson, as of 17 minutes ago, we still have our matching grant in effect, so your donation will be doubled. Please help keep WGXC alive and on the air.